Now with us is Flora Lichtman, our video pick of the week, our multimedia editor. Now, Flora has been very busy out there, also filming not cattle, but...
another local icon. Well, a man, Malcolm Beck, who studies something slightly more unsavory, I would say.
Unsavory?
Yeah, although I'm a total convert now. He's a guru of compost.
Compost?
Yes.
A guru of compost.
He has been driving the compost train for 50 years. He started doing compost, this compost business. And if you live in San Antonio, you might know of Gardenville. It sounds like people in the crowd do know about it. So it's a organic farming and gardening center, and he's the guy who started it over 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he was an organic farmer, you know, in a time when it wasn't quite as trendy. And he said that when he started his compost business, people hadn't even heard the word.
Mm-hmm. This is Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flatow with Flora Lichtman talking about the king of compost.
That's even better than compost guru.
The king of compost. and you went out, and it's on our video pick of the week up on our website at sciencefriday.com. You watched these piles of compost and that he collects and he makes.
40 acres of compost processing. They're these big, giant mounds of, you know, black manure and other stuff.
I couldn't have said it any better or any safer. there's an aha moment in your video, because when you look at these black mounds of manure... And he says his most prized manure comes from what?
This is amazing. From bat guano. That's like the really good stuff. It gets packaged separately. It's the gold standard of compost, apparently. And it's from Bracken Cave here in San Antonio.
Bat guano. And he's got these mounds and mounds of it. But what he won't tell most people is the secret he told you.
Yes.
I hope no one's listening, because it's a secret.
This is the secret life of compost. Here it is. How do you know when compost is done? Because, you know, the basic mixture is carbon, wood chips, and then a manure, a poop source. Let's just say it.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you know it's done? You stick your hand in it, and you take it to your nose, and you take a big sniff. And if it doesn't smell so manure-y, then it's done. He actually said, find a woman because they have a more acute sense of smell. So Catherine, our arts producer,
for all the excuses I've heard about find a woman, sniffing bat manure or whatever, it's got to be delayed. But the thing also about bat manure that he told you is that it's not really bat manure, is it?
Oh, yes. So this is the other aha moment. The bat guano fertilizer is actually beetle poop, because it's the beetles that break down this bat guano in this cave, and so that's what they're literally vacuuming out of the cave. Beetle poop is the bat guano manure.
So that's really not even his high-quality stuff.
Ira, I feel like you're outing him or something.
No, I think it's really fascinating.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating. And he sells it in bags and people take it away.
Yeah, I think he ships it all over the place. And there are different varieties. In fact, you know, I think the different manure comes from different places. The San Antonio sewer system, for example. The zoo stables. You know, what...
Zoo-doo.
What's...
They used to sell zoo-doo. Yeah, they used to have zoo-doo out there from the zoos, yeah.
But it's like a recycling plant. I mean, this guy really is doing an amazing thing. He's taking a lot of garbage and turning it into plant food.
And he'll ship it anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
So he bags it
up. Check the website.
That's it. Go to our website. It could be a great holiday gift, you know.
Local.
It's local product. You know, it's useful. Really good compost is the best soil in the world. You know, you guys, farmers and ranchers, you put your hands in the great compost, and it really is wonderful stuff. And if you go to our website at sciencefriday.com, you can watch Flora and her visit out there to watch how he processes all this manure and compost.
And if you live in San Antonio, it's definitely worth going to have a look at his place. He's got a test garden. It's a cool operation.
There you go. Now, if you needed something to do for the weekend, you can go out and visit, pick up a bag of it for yourself. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
That's about all the time we have for this hour. Our program senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Intagliata, Catherine Wells, Alessio Bayak. Sam Flatow is our production assistant. Our intern is Ian Chant. Neil Rauch is our technical director, and he's at the controls here in San Antonio. Engineer Carlos Asensio is here with us in San Antonio. Sean Phillips is our engineer in Washington. Peter Granitz is directing from D.C. If you missed any part of our program, you can go to iTunes. Yeah, go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. You can actually subscribe to the video podcast, too, and our audio podcast. And if you have an iPhone or an Android, you can download the app and have them sent to you without even worrying and wondering and having to download it all the time and go right to you. We'd like to say goodbye this hour from Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow in San Antonio.